Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be doing a guided meditation to see others' humanity through their needs. This will support stage three task of connecting to others, and it's important in moving us into stage four and beyond. Before we jump into that today, quick shout out to new listeners in Mountain View, California. Thank you for this connection. Thank you for joining me today. It's wonderful to have you here. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, just follow the link in the show notes and let me know what's going on in your world and how I can help. So let's get to it. So this meditation will support the stage three task of connecting to others and seeing their humanity through their needs. On this task, you're challenged to put yourself in someone else's shoes, to imagine their needs, and to find a way to help. So this is a simple enough task to do for people that you love. But it's much harder to think this way about people that you don't like, especially people that you do not like at all. So this meditation will support the challenge of thinking about the needs of people that you don't like so that you can see their humanity and progress to stage four, as well as set a foundation for later stages. So this is really going to help when you have to do the work later to forgive others as human. So this will be the basic foundation of seeing the humanity of other people is through their needs. So take a moment to get comfortable. You can sit or stand or lay down, it doesn't matter. And you can close your eyes or you can keep them open. Do what works for you. For this exercise, we must understand that needs include a lot of things. Food, clothing, and shelter, for sure, but also love, connection, acceptance, self-worth, new skills, friendship, feeling like you're doing a good job, and a lot more. So keep that in mind. We'll take a slow, deep breath and let it out like a sigh of relief. Be at peace. You are here now. Take another slow, deep breath, and this time, send it out slowly, consciously, with purpose, all the way. Be at peace. You are here now. Pause and repeat these breaths until you feel relaxed and at peace. We begin in the head. Place your attention there. We will start with an easy one. Think of someone you care about deeply. The first person to come to mind. What is their current situation? Consider it for a moment and imagine what it is like to go through their day. What do they worry about? What's hard for them? Take a moment now to walk through their day as them. If you were them, what would you need? see if you can come up with just one thing. Could you provide that for them in some way? Maybe even just a phone call or a nice note or something more. How would that make you feel to help them in that way? Let's take this out from there now and think of someone that you know, but you only know them a little. Maybe a work colleague that you don't see that often. Someone you're largely detached from, but you're aware that they might have challenges. Move your attention and the thought of them down to your heart. We're going to operate now from the heart. And imagine you are them. Ask your heart, what do they need? Take a moment to imagine their needs. You are seeing their humanity. We all have needs. We all have challenges. Send them good thoughts in hope that their needs will be met and their challenges made easier. Holding their image in your heart, think to yourself, I hope your needs are met. And that your challenges become easier. Now, when you thought those good wishes, you may have noticed energy moving in your heart. Focus on that feeling for a moment. When you're ready, let's take on a bigger challenge for ourselves. Stay with the heart. Now imagine someone whom you do not like at all. It can be someone you know personally or a public figure. But just choose one person. Remain detached, remote. Imagine a day in their life. Walk through their day and look for the challenges. What is it like to live their life? What challenges do they have? If it was you, what would you need in that situation? What would you wish for? You are seeing their humanity. We all have needs. We all have challenges. Send them good thoughts and hope that their needs will be met and their challenges made easier. Holding their image in your heart, think to yourself, I hope your needs are met and that your challenges are easier. focus again on the heart. You are feeling compassion. You are seeing the humanity in others through the lens of their needs. And you are wishing good things for them. You may also feel a little superior, as you may think that compassion is beyond the person that you don't like. Back slowly away from your judgment and any notion of better than. You have challenges too. We are all equally human. We are all equally fallible. Have now compassion for yourself in learning to have compassion for others. Send now love to yourself on your own path. Smile at your own humanity coming out in this exercise. When you're ready, bring your awareness back to your surroundings and notice how you feel. Take this feeling with you and return to it anytime you like. Practice seeing the humanity of everyone you meet by imagining their challenges and their needs. And in this way, see your own as well. Thank you for joining me for this guided meditation today. And as always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.